This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has joined the list of Americans getting the COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
I didn't feel a thing.
Pence, his wife, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams took the shot in a live TV event aimed at reassuring Americans the vaccine is safe.
Building confidence in the vaccine is what brings us here this morning.
While Pence has taken an increasingly big role in selling the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, President Trump has stayed largely out of sight, puzzling many aides who see it as a missed chance to take credit for developments expected to finally contain the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization said Friday its program to help get COVID-19 vaccines to all countries in need, whether rich or poor, has gained access to nearly 2 billion doses of several promising vaccine candidates. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said agreements mean that some 190 countries that are part of the COVAX program will have access to vaccines during the first half of next year.
These unprecedented agreements mean that all 190 countries and economies participating in COVAX will be able to access vaccines to protect vulnerable groups in their populations during the first half of next year.
The COVAX program, created to ensure access to vaccines for all countries, currently faces a shortfall of more than $20 billion. The Swiss government on Friday ordered the closure of bars, restaurants, cultural venues, and sports facilities next week because of a surging number of coronavirus cases. The government will also restrict the number of people who can be in stores, which must close after 7 p.m. and on Sundays and public holidays. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met with more than 300 schoolboys who were freed after being kidnapped last week in an attack on their school. The boys were abducted on the night of December 11th from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara village in Katsina state in the country's northwest. Buhari told Nigeria's NTV government television, more needs to be done to ensure safety.
Our responsibility, as I said, is to secure this country for all the students to do their businesses without any problem. We haven't achieved that yet, but we'll keep on trying.
Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claimed responsibility for the abduction. Leader Abubakar Shekau said they attacked the school because they believe Western education is un-Islamic. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said that explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony where the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was being recited. The powerful blast also wounded 20 people. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by unexploded ordnance, and 12 children were among those killed. The bloodshed comes even as the Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September to negotiate a political end to the country's 19-year-old war. The Trump administration blacklisted China's top chipmaker Friday, limiting the Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation's access to advanced U.S. technology because of its alleged ties to the Chinese military. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said his agency will not allow such technology to help build the military of an increasingly belligerent adversary. SMIC has previously said it has no ties to the Chinese government. The Commerce Department is putting more than 60 other firms on the so-called entity list for allegedly being involved with the Chinese military, human rights violations, theft of trade secrets, and the push to claim territory in the South China Sea. Chief EU negotiator Michel Barnier warned on Friday that post-Brexit trade talks were at a moment of truth with just hours left to reach an agreement with Britain. Without a trade deal, cross-channel trade will be conducted on basic World Trade Organization rules, and 47 years of economic integration will be disrupted by tariffs on goods. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.